Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Photographer's Couch. I'm your host, Megan Jewelly, and today I'm coming from you from the car. Sometimes I come from you from the couch, and sometimes I'm on a walk, but today I am in the car, and it's just because I like to come on and record my episodes when I'm in the moment, when it's relevant, and it's just in true time. So here we are, and today I just want to tell you about a lesson that I learned, and it's something that I try to do, but it was really apparent to me that I needed to be better about trying to do this in everyday life, in my business, as a mom. But this is what happened. I'll tell you the story. And it was that we had a client reach out to us online for an estimate, and so we run multiple business, so this wasn't necessarily my photography business, but they reached out for an estimate, and we said that we would get them an estimate, and we dropped the ball. I think it was a week later, we never got back to them to schedule the estimate or get some more information. It just slipped through the cracks, and they responded back after there was no response from us, and it was something like, I guess you're not interested, I'm finding someone else to do this. And that was the next message that I got after a week of us not responding, and I was just like, crap, I can't believe we didn't get back to them. And so I get it. I am a homeowner too. I deal with other businesses and hire other people for work, and when you don't hear from somebody, it's kind of frustrating. And as a business owner, I try to respond to everybody, even if it's something that I don't want to do or can't do. I like to communicate, and I like to be responsive, and I wasn't. So I just responded that we understand, and I'm sorry that we dropped the ball on this. And then they responded again and said something along the lines of, I just remember it to be snarky is what I say, and it was something like, it's weird that's the way you do business. And I wanted to respond back something like, again, truly sorry, we're humans, we make mistakes too, but they had blocked me from responding, which was probably a good thing. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because for about 12 hours, I have been so aggravated by this conversation. And I think added to the fact that I couldn't respond back to them to let them know that, like, hey, like, I'm human and I'm sorry that I dropped the ball, but can you give me a little grace? Like, you know, they don't know me. They don't know that we typically try to always get back to a client. They don't know our passion, that we care, that we want to be helpful, we want to do a good job, that we've been doing a good job for years. They don't know all that stuff. And I think I just wanted them to know, like, gosh, you're so rude. Although I wouldn't have said that by any means, but so then I was, like I said, I was just aggravated that that's how they treated us, that's what they said to us, and I also wanted them to know, like, hey, like, that's not who we are, that's not what we try to do. We do great business, we've been doing great business for 12 to 15 years, like, but again, just chose to get like kind of aggravated and like let it kind of just stewing on it. And then I realized, I was like, Megan, why are you so mad about this? And I think it was because they were right. Like, they were right that this isn't good business, that I lost a potential client, that's not the interactions and how I want to run a business. And although that's not the big picture of my business, we typically don't drop the ball. I mean, I'm not saying we haven't ever. Of course we have. But that's not, like, you know, typically we respond back to clients. And like I said, I even respond back to clients if it's a service that we don't even offer. I either tell them, sorry, but we don't do this, or I'll respond back, we don't do this, but here are some people that we've heard do a good job with that. So even though that's not typically how we do business, I did it. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I was so glad that they blocked me from responding, because it gave me time to really reflect, like, why am I so upset about this interaction? Because it's more than just how the person treated me. It was really because I had a moment to stop and be like, you know what? Like, they're right. Like, this isn't a good way to do business. And what can I do in the future to when we are really busy? Because we have been really busy. We have had kids that were sick. We're in the middle of football season, which is super busy for my family. I've been out of town. Just a lot of different factors led up to, you know, not responding to this client. And this is going to happen again. We're still going to be busy. We're still going to be out of town. We're still going to have, you know, things going on in life. And we can't just drop the ball. And I'm not saying this will never happen again, but I think it was just a good reflection on what's going on right now. And being able to just take a moment before I respond. Because I really think that in the world, what's going on in the world right now, what's going on in our lives, how we parent, how we run our business, I feel like a lot of things could be resolved if we didn't respond so quickly. And we took a moment to really hear what someone's saying and step in their shoes for just a minute and then respond. And if I would have responded back to that client, I think that we both, because I also think that they also responded quickly back to me, I think that we both would have just been back and forth and aggravated with each other versus having that moment to just stop and reflect. I probably would have responded differently given the opportunity. So anyway, I just wanted to come on here and just say that, because I think that it was a good lesson for me to learn, is I don't have to respond really quickly, because I think that ends up being, you end up just responding and then defending your response, and you never take a moment to like reflect and look in the mirror when you are responding really quickly. So I hope that was helpful for you, and I hope I see you on the next episode of the Photographer's Couch.